call 08459 455 555.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Just gone 4:15 on Wednesday, the 27th of May. So women in Bedfordshire are benefiting from some new medical technology that can detect cancer and precancerous hotspots in women that could later lead to cervical cancer. The device also ensures that women don't undergo unnecessary invasive treatment that could in some cases leave them with problems during pregnancy. Julian Brady is a consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist, and he joins me now. Julian, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, chaps. Thanks very much.
Thank you for coming on. It's good to talk to you. What is this new technology then?
It's a very new, exciting piece of technology we've been using at Bedford for about the last 6 or 7 months. It's a much better way of looking at ladies' cervixes who've had an abnormal screening smear test. So I suppose in essence, putting it very simply, it's about 25% better than my eyes are on their own. So if a woman has an abnormal smear test, she comes to see us and we look very carefully at the neck of the womb, but also put this special machine onto it called a DISIS spectroscope, and it shines a special light at the cervix, which identifies the areas of potentially abnormal disease a lot better than I do on my own.
So it's an advanced smear test, basically, if you wanted to sum it up.
It's a little bit more than the smear test. The smear test is the screening test, and this test is actually the diagnostic test that tells you actually whether there's any abnormal areas on the cervix that you need to biopsy or not. So I suppose it's like it's 21st century colposcopy, which allows you to actually see in a much higher degree of sensitivity where the abnormal areas are on the cervix.
So how good is DISIS for the women of Bedford compared to technology of the past, Julian?
It's fantastic. It's a huge improvement. Colposcopy itself is a very old-fashioned technology that really hasn't changed much since it was first introduced in the 1920s and 1930s. This takes it to the 21st century by building up a spectroscopic image of the cervix and, as you said in your little intro, putting in the areas of hotspots, which is much better identifying potentially where high-grade disease is, but also just as importantly, where high-grade disease isn't. So not only does this allow us to pick up high-grade disease, but it also allows us to reassure women who don't have any disease, and it's hugely exciting for us.
If cancer, though, is detected, what would be the next step after that?
Well, we try and actually identify precancerous changes. So the vast majority of times when a woman does have an abnormal smear test, I mean, this certainly does not mean that a woman has got cancer. The vast majority of time we're able to identify cells in the precancerous state, and the treatment for precancerous cells can be as simple as just a local anaesthetic removal of the cells actually there and then in the colposcopy clinic at that point in time. Obviously, very, very occasionally, ladies will present with disease much higher than that, and then you would be potentially talking about hysterectomies and potentially chemo and radiotherapy down the line, but that is extremely rare. I mean, we see about 1,000 women each year in colposcopy at Bedford Hospital, and we would only diagnose about 4 or 5 cervical cancers out of 1,000 women referred to us. So, I mean, it really is very small numbers.
Really, right. And that's what, in line with the national average, is it really?
Yes, it is, yep.
4 or 5 per 1,000 women?
Yep. Well, you've got a lifetime risk of 1 in 134 of having cervical cancer, but by far the biggest thing that a woman can do to protect herself against that is actually partake in regular cervical screening. If a woman partakes in regular cervical screening, her chance of actually being diagnosed with cervical cancer is extremely small. Sadly, now up to 70% of cancers that are diagnosed of cervical cancers diagnosed nationally in women, those women have either stopped going for their smear tests or have never had a smear test performed.
But the crucial and important thing about this device then, DISIS, is that it's not invasive, because in the past other treatments have been invasive, which then can then cause problems during pregnancy, right?
What DISIS does is it allows you to treat the women that you need to treat, and it allows you to conservatively manage the women that you should be treating conservatively. Potentially, we worry about over-treatment to the neck of the womb. The treatment for precancerous cells on the neck of the womb is to remove a small piece of the cervix. Now, even if you remove a small piece of the cervix has a pretty important job of keeping babies safe and actually keeping babies in the womb in pregnancy. Obviously, you don't need to be any real form of doctor to realize if you take away some of that cervix, you weaken the integrity of the cervix and you actually make it weaker, which puts them at a higher chance of having a premature delivery.
And any special reason as to why it's been developed then in Bedford, or has it been rolled out in other parts of the country as well?
It is being rolled out in other parts of the country. We're very proud of our colposcopy unit in Bedford. We're always trying to think of ways to make what we can do better. I mean, certainly I sit on a number of the national committees for colposcopy. DISIS is getting very good press and is becoming extremely well thought of, so much so that it's in the current revised national guidelines, and so we thought we would embrace this new technology as soon as we were able. We were very lucky able to get some sort of cancer charity funding which enabled us to purchase the equipment, but it's now our standard colposcope. I mean, we've been absolutely delighted with how we think it's improved our service, but also the feedback it gives to the women. The women find it hugely reassuring to actually look at their DISIS map. We show them their map of their cervix at the end of the consultation. They understand the colour implications on the map, and I think the patients have found it hugely reassuring. So, I mean, we're absolutely delighted with what DISIS has brought to our hospital and also to the women of Bedfordshire.
Thank you, Julian, for joining us on the programme. Very interesting. Thank you.
Julian, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
And you, Julian Brady, consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist. And I never thought I'd say that when I got up this morning. This is